there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Joe, Jason, and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Good afternoon, ladies and gents.
We're still in Dallas.
Still in Dallas.
Texas.
Irving, to be exact.
Irving, Texas.
Irving, Texas.
Right outside of Dallas.
Right outside of Dallas, because I don't know what we're doing.
It's the Miramar of Texas.
Actually, I walked outside just before, and I have to admit, the skyline again, which you didn't know what that was, is very nice.
It's just blue sky.
No, you it's can't the building.
You can't see the building.
Yes, you can see from the parking lot.
You can?
Yes.
Okay, I gotta go back and check that out.
It's very nice.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Last of the Nice Guys. We've got two episodes in a row only because we happen to be together.
Yes.
Traveling.
Yes.
This man's thing.
Yes.
So,
yes, with water.
That's right.
Yes.
Today's topic is mandatory paternity testing at birth.
Oof.
Now, I'm gonna play this clip.
God almighty.
This is what inspired this topic. This actually came from Manny. Sorry, I keep killing you. Manny, because I call him Man-Man, okay. But Man-Man is a different. So every time I say it,
you kind of like.
I know, Manny.
Stuttered.
I did because I don't want to call him Man-Man. Manny sent this, and let's check this out.
My baby daddy got promoted, so I appealed for more child support. He ordered a DNA test, and my son failed. Oh, shit. He put the results in my mailbox. I forgave myself for cheating, but he's being petty. He's been my son's dad for 8 years. No, he hasn't. Why ghost my child now? How to fix it? I mean, lady, you just answered that question yourself. Why ghost my child? Because it's your child, not his. Honestly, I don't think you should be looking a gift horse in the mouth. This man could have caused a scene. Could have got up on social media and started a podcast. But instead, he calmly delivered the DNA results to you and bowed out. Couldn't have been me. Because my black ass will be suing for restitution. And if I don't get it, I know where you live. I'm hitting the meanest lick. The nerve. How to fix it. The nerve of some people. Go ahead and follow him. Stay toxic. Get a DNA test too.
Stay toxic.
He says stay toxic. I love that.
Can
stay toxic.
Can you sue for that?
I don't know. But what hit me the most is he said he could have made a podcast, which is what we do.
Literally answering the guys.
We have literally aired out so much of our grievances of our baby mamas on this podcast, like as therapy. And it's so funny when he said that this man could have made a podcast. I felt like, oh, is that a personal attack?
That's exactly what we're doing right now.
But so and this is basically things that happen. There is a statistic that says, I think 30% of men are raising children that are not biologically theirs, and they are unaware of it. Mm. 30%. I believe it was 30%. It's in the 30s. Mm. That's the truth right there. That's almost what? That's over a quarter of men in the United States are currently raising children that are not biologically theirs, and they don't know
it.
They have no idea, right? So there's this push now to make mandatory paternity testing at birth before the father can be put on the birth certificate. And I think that's amazing. I'm all for it.
I'm all for that too.
I'm all for it. The problem is those women.
Yay!
Women, yay!
Well, I meant yay as in like, you know how they do yay or nay? Yay. Is that their thing?
I don't think they say, is it yay?
Back in the...
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, you just went a whole different route.
I did. I thought you were doing something else. I thought you were going, yes. That's what I thought you were doing. Oh, my God. Okay. But women are pushing back on this. They're like, they don't like it. They don't think it's appropriate. They don't think it's right. And they're pushing back. They don't like the idea of it. On their side, it's because it's calling into question their integrity. It's calling into question their, you know, their morals. Basically, you know, are you calling me a whore?
I mean, if the shoe fits.
I mean, oh shit. But no, it's not that though. I think every man has a right to know if that's his seed. You know, it happens. The nicest woman in the world can be cheating on you. The nicest woman in the world could have had a slip up. And there, you know, how many times have you heard you are not the father? And the girl, whether it was on Maury or Judge Judy or whatever it is, they're like, that's the father, look at him. They're adamant about it. And they may actually believe it.
Right.
And then it turns out it's not. And, you know, so is it wrong? I don't think so. Because furthermore is this, let's be reasonable. Right. Men do not have paternal rights at birth. Period. The only parent that has parental rights at birth is the mother. Why? Because they can guarantee that's the mother because it's coming out of that mother's vagina. That's it. Women have guaranteed parental rights. Men don't. You only get your parental rights when you petition the court to determine your parental rights. That is whether you're married, not married. I found that out the hard way in my 20s. You don't have any rights until you ask for your rights.
Right.
They are implied between you and the mother, whether you're together or not together. But you don't have the courts, you have no rights.
Right.
So.
And doesn't it get worse as the child gets older too?
No.
Like, it gets easier rather.
What?
As the child gets older.
What do you mean?
Because, I mean, as they become more of 18, 19, 20, or, you know, let's just say from 18 to 21, when they reach adulthood is 21, doesn't it kind of...
What do you mean?
The whole system is just negating the fact that there are no rights in that sense because they're adults, right?
Well, yeah, but that's just reality. That's emancipation kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the simple fact is that you don't have any rights, and you don't know that. No, and most men don't know that.
No, we don't.
And yet, the woman can put him on a birth certificate. The man can sign a birth certificate and have no rights.
Yeah.
Signing a birth certificate does not give you rights. It says that you legally say that this is your child, but you have no rights. There's nothing there. You have to have it established. With mandatory paternity tests, I think that's the next logical step to allowing a man to get his equal parental rights. Because now, when the mother will be granted it at birth, and then the father will be granted it immediately after the test goes through. And here's the thing with that. One, it's going to really stop promiscuous behavior. And men entrapment. I think it is. Because now, when you know that if you get pregnant and you don't know whether the man you're with is the father, and you know that after birth there's going to be a mandatory paternity test, please believe she's going to come clean. Please believe she's going to try and do what she needs to do. Please believe she's probably not going to mess around.
Which is why that's a great idea. I really like this idea, though.
It is a good idea.
Is this a state-to-state, or is this just...
It's going to be a state-to-state kind of thing. Okay. I know that. I forget which state. Let me look it up. No, the one state is already asking for it, and that's the problem.
Yeah, because this would change the game completely. This would change the game... because let's be honest and real, like a lot of women aren't faithful. I mean, we're not the best. Also, as a gender, you know, us males are very promiscuous in our own way. However, females, they can't get away with it as easy as we can.
Right.
So this is going to be a game changer, and I actually applaud this because I want to see those men that have been in that predicament, in that position where they've taken care of the pregnant woman and then come to find out that the child's not theirs at the end. And I love the fact that they have to leave or they will leave. Why waste all those years taking care of a child that's not yours? That's not fair.
Yeah.
You're just wasting away your life. So I'm all for this idea. I hope they implement it in all 50 states. Especially whatever state I happen to live in, or not that it's not going to affect me, but you know, I'd prefer it to be in all 50 states because it just makes sense. But yeah, I'm definitely for this. I'm definitely for this. I feel bad.
I know that I'm trying to find which state this began.
Was it already out for a couple of years?
No. Oh shit! I think it says. Oh my god! I think it says Texas.
Look at that. Maybe another reason why to live in Texas.
Oh, no. Negating an order. Navigating court order paternity testing in Texas. Paternity testing. What is the new paternity law in Texas?
Is it?
Texas Family Code Section 161 is the new law, and it likewise means that a man who signs what is called an acknowledgement of paternity or an AOP form at the time of birth at the hospital can later challenge his paternity through a DNA test. Okay, so all right, so what it is now is there's a law in Texas called Section 161.005, and basically it says that if a man signs the birth certificate, which is called an acknowledgement of paternity. That's what it is. When you sign a birth certificate, it's acknowledging paternity.
Yeah.
You actually have the right to challenge that by asking for a paternity test. That's the new law in Texas. I don't know if that's what it was that started it, but there is a...
Can you do it without... What can you do that without the mother's consent? Or you can just do it like on... Does it have to be consensual?
If you... As long as... If the court says you have to do it, then...
But you can just do it on your own. You can go to the court yourself and be like, hey, I would love
correct,
to
get, okay. Correct. And of course, and you can do it yourself. If you have time with the child and you take the child yourself and do a blood test, you know, of course, it's going to look bad in the background. I'm saying this because it happened to me. My kid's mom didn't put me on either of the birth certificates. You know, I mentioned it before. She's claimed an excuse. And again, the excuses she gave for both why I was on their initial birth certificate and why they didn't have my last name has never been corroborated. I worked in the healthcare system that she claimed that it happened. And any place that I asked when I told her story, they said that's not true. Nobody has ever corroborated her story. So my name wasn't on the birth certificates. So when she put me on child support the first time, because I wasn't on the birth certificate and I didn't sign anything, they required me to do a paternity test before she could put me on child support. And I respected that. You know what I'm trying to say? I really did respect that. And so I took it. And yes, both of them are mine, 99.9%. Thank you very much, no matter what they look like.
You sure about that?
No. So, you know, and it's great because here's the thing, though. Regardless of the nonsense that she put me through, first or the second time she put me on child support, the fact that I do have that peace of mind to know that they're both mine.
Right.
They are.
Right.
Biologically mine. You know, I'm not saying that their mom, you know, stepped out. I'm not saying that anyway. But what I am saying, though, is that for a man, he puts it on faith when a woman pops out a baby and says, this is your son. This is your daughter.
Yeah.
It's faith, you know. What's wrong with having that peace of mind?
Does that same rule apply to if you're married? Wouldn't that be crazy?
What? Period. It's period. It's period.
I don't see an issue with that.
I don't think, but women pushing back because it's challenging their sense of self.
Yeah, it would always come off as an insult to them. Too.
Correct.
Like, oh my God, you're
yeah.
serious?
They're pushing back on this as much as they push back on prenups.
Yeah.
You know, you don't trust me. It's not about trust. It's about security. It's about what's the word? What's the phrase I want to use?
Trust.
It's not just about trust, though, but it's about security, and it's about having the knowledge and being secure.
It's about being secure.
Well, that's whatever. but I'm just saying, I don't think I should take it as you shouldn't take it personally. A man should have the right to say, listen, you know, I love you, right. Whatever, but I need this extra, I would like this extra security. I like this extra, the word is on the tip of my tongue. Not acknowledgement.
I'll be honest with you, as you're thinking about the word that you're trying to come up with, I'll be honest with you, me being a married person right now, I would. And here's the thing, this is probably going to raise some alarms with the viewers that watch us. I'm good with my marriage. I don't have any issues. However, what he described made perfect sense. The security of it. You just want to feel. Basically, because you don't know.
Thank you.
The unknown.
You don't know until you know.
The unknown is so bad.
You're right.
And so nerve-wracking.
But here's the thing. That statistic that I just gave you is far too high. 30% of men in America are raising children that are not biologically theirs. That statistic is too high for us not to consider, you know, paternity tests.
Tell these numbers to women who don't understand it, and they still
no. Happens. That's not true. Because what are they going to say? Well, that's not me.
Right. No,
I wouldn't do that.
They won't. I'm saying
I'm not that person.
Tell the number. The accurate, what you just said, the accurate number as to how high this is, because you said 30%, right? I'm saying tell this to them, and they still will have this cognitive dissonance about how, yeah, no, that's not true, because I don't do that. No, that's bullshit. 30% is too high. Come on. Really? Then they'll come up with all these excuses. 30% is a high number, but it's a high number to feel safe and secure about the fact that you...
There it is. Know. Here it is. Of all the possible possibilities fathers... Of all the possibilities fathers who take a paternity test, about 32% are not the biological father.
32. It just rolls to
32%. By the way, a 2005 scientific review published studies of fraternity, it's called fraternity discrepancies, okay, found a range of incidents around the world from 0.8% to the over here, 30%. It's larger here. It's larger here.
Here meaning the States.
The States.
Oh, God, yep. Man.
About 32% are not the biological father. There is a 1 to 2% margin of error, so that can be 30% or 34% of men. That is a large number of men in this country.
Let's keep in mind, statistics do not lie.
Numbers
don't lie. Let me repeat that, because people seem to be oblivious. Numbers do not lie. We're not making this up. We're not saying this to make people feel better or worse.
In 2023,
that's what it is.
In 2023, 12% of men mandated by courts to undergo paternity tests were not the biological fathers.
Yeah.
So 12% of those that were told you have to get a test, it wasn't them. That's still too high.
It's very high, and this is the reason why this law needs to be implemented. I think it needs to be not as an option, just as a literal. Every single time you have a child with a woman, you need to have this. Like, this needs to be a requirement. So I think this is perfect.
Yep.
It shouldn't be an option.
Yeah. There's demographic factors, excuse me. Men in their 20s and 30s, those unmarried to their mothers, and those with shorter relationships may have a higher rate of non-paternity. It's just reality.
I did that just like Jason was talking about. I did that for my son.
You took a paternity test?
I took a paternity test.
When?
It was, it did raise alarms.
You took it voluntarily or the courts made you do it?
No, voluntarily.
Well, okay. Do you mind giving a little more detail? What inspired this? Yeah, inspired you to seek that out.
Well, you know me as a best friend. I usually don't hold my tongue when it comes to a lot of things.
Okay.
I say. And I think the viewers have every right to hear, you know, the raw truth, because most people don't say it nowadays.
No, of course.
It was a decision based off of the fact that I blatantly just did not trust her. Mm. Mind you, keep in mind, this was the... I was just very new. I was very young. I had my son when I was 22. I was still incredibly new to dating. I didn't do that much dating back then. So me having a child off of wedlock the way I did, I didn't have any like jealousy or trust issues. I wasn't in that zone to have that. I didn't have enough experience.
Right, you were dating casually.
Right. So I just knew the patterns. You kind of know, your sixth sense kicks in. You know the patterns.
Well, you know
of the
who
partner.
You know
you're
who you're
with.
Dealing with. Exactly.
And in that sense, the type of person she was back then.
Uh-huh.
We weren't in a deep relationship. It happened the way it happened.
Right.
And I just saw the patterns. I knew her past. I knew all things that
right,
occurred.
Right.
And I was just like, yeah, this makes sense.
So when did you, what age was he when you?
One.
Oh, okay. So pretty early on.
Yes.
So about the same thing
one.
for me then.
My son was one when I took the paternity test. Thank God it came out 99.9% of me, which is great. And it gave me peace of mind.
So you said it raised red flags. Tell me, because remember, for me, the courts mandated it, so she couldn't get upset about it,
right.
because I'm not the one that did it. They
right.
told me I had to.
Right.
But you did it voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
And you said it raised red flags. So what happened?
Raised red flags with her.
Exactly. So what happened?
She questioned me why I did that. It was just a constant. And at this point right now, we weren't together. So it
Correct.
Was more like a, why did you do it? Did you not have any trust? Did you not have any faith? No and no. So, I mean, that's just true. No and no.
No, no way.
So,
hell no. Okay.
And I had to. It was just, it made me feel better. She was feeling better because of the fact that she had a newborn son. Fine, whatever.
Right.
We know that's automatically going to be yours.
Right. Because
you know,
it popped out of you.
It's just how it is.
Men don't know.
But we don't know. And there wasn't that much backlash as I would have expected, but it was more like okay, motherfucker, you're gonna do this.
And okay. That, ladies and gentlemen, was when it all went down.
But years, you know, two times in court, a lot of fathers that listen to us and men listen to us know that we went through the same shit. But that's the response. That was the response. Like, oh, okay, motherfucker, you did. Like that was what I had to deal with. But I knew. I didn't care. At the end of the day, I did not give a shit.
Don't we as men have the right to have peace of mind?
No, we don't.
Apparently, we're not allowed to have the. We have to take your word at face value.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Why? Because you think that no other man is going to want to take care of you and your baby's ass. Like, no one is going to do it. Yeah, you're right. They won't.
I think it's the most ridiculous thing. You should not take it personally. You should actually say, you know what, babe? Especially if you didn't do anything wrong and you know this is your baby. Knock yourself out.
13 years of the child being raised and just found out, as an example, I'm not saying this actually happened.
Okay.
It probably did happen in the country.
Huh? It's happening to a dude right now.
13 years old, 14, whatever it is, and you're just finding out that the kid's not yours. And then you have the right to be like, well, look, I'll have a relationship with the kid, but I'm out. I'm doing my own thing.
I would be out.
You know, I mean, all those years of me spending.
Then again, I can't say that because I'm a softie and I probably would have been like, fine, I'm stuck, but you're kind of wrong.
Well, God willing, this is what I again love my son. He's my rock. But if at 1 year old,
that's different. You didn't form an attachment.
It didn't. Right.
But 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. Yeah, that'd be different. You'd have been like
talking about them talking to you, them coming over, then hanging out, going on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is way different. But at one, if I would have found out, I would have been gone.
Absolutely.
I would have had my whole 20s.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. Yeah. You'd have been like this. Pa-ching, I dodged a bullet. Pa-ching, I dodged a bullet.
No, it would have been that. I can't imagine or fathom how these guys had to find out.
I mean, Kanye has that song Stronger, and in one of the verses, it goes 18 years. 18 years, on his 18th birthday, he found out it wasn't his.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's 18 years old. That's crazy.
You know, it happens, you know, and then you're stuck, you know, but I honestly don't see the problem with a man getting that reassurance.
No.
Women always want reassurance from men. They always demand reassurance from men. Why can't we ask, you know, just this one thing? Hey, listen, you know it's your baby. It popped out of you. Can I have that? And, you know.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
It's for us. It's not about you. It's for us. And if you haven't done dirty, you haven't done bad all, then what's your problem?
Right.
What's your problem? Why are you taking it personally for? Kind of a thing.
It'd be interesting to see the reaction of a woman that, let's just say it was court mandated because it became a law or will become a law, and they're like, okay, yeah, go ahead. I have no problem with that. The level of confidence that she would show because she knows that, yeah, this guy was with me.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and take it. Yeah. I want you to.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I want you to.
I want you to go ahead. Go ahead and take it.
Go ahead and take it.
Go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
And
just feel the utmost confidence about it. That to me is sexy.
Right. So when you come back and she's like this cross legs. So what did it say? Baby's mine. Damn right. And now you can call him a motherfucker.
Right.
Then you can call him a motherfucker. And then you tell him, you go make me a sandwich, bitch.
Right.
That's it.
So I...
You know, make have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun with it.
It's not, it doesn't have to be that serious. Especially if you know you have nothing to fear. Then what's your problem?
Yeah.
Now, when you push it back, that's a woman who's done dirt. That's a woman who knows that, you know...
Yeah.
You know, or why? Why do they take you guys on faith? You can't take us on faith. You don't take us on faith at all.
That's kind of an evil, the makings of an evil villain. Like,
right.
You're pregnant. You know when your belly is popping that.
Yes.
But you're just going along with the pregnancy, taking fucking photos and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't... That's the makings of an evil villain. Like, I don't understand.
There was another video somewhere in here where the girl is talking to the guy. The guy's recording her. And she's like... Why can't we be a family? He goes, because that's not my kid. He says, so what? So what if it's not your kid? The guy, that guy, he's not in the picture. He said, we're gonna have a family there. You're gonna raise this child with me, and he's gonna be your son. He's like, but he's not. He's not. And she's following him while he's saying no. He said, but you're not gonna. Why wouldn't you want to stay with me? I don't understand. She honestly, generally said, I don't understand why you wouldn't stay with me. We'll raise this kid together. This is your kid.
Delusional.
And he said, no, it's not. He says, yes, it is. You're with me. You're my man. This is your kid. This is what she was saying to him.
Very delusional. Very delusional.
This is what she was saying to
him. Very delusional. I had the same conversation with, my wife a couple months ago. This was a conversation based over the same topic, but if they find out the same situation where it wasn't the guy's kid, and the kid was like maybe like young, like 5, 6, whatever, and she was like, yeah, why not just stay? I was like, that way of thinking is never going to work to the man who knows.
Yeah.
They put all this wasted time and effort.
Yeah.
Put in, either somebody else.
Yeah.
Or so.
And to his real scene.
It wasn't like clicking.
It's a pride thing.
It wasn't clicking.
It's a pride thing.
That weird to me.
That would crush a man to his soul. A good man.
Yeah.
It would crush him.
Yeah.
He may stick around, but it would still crush his soul because now he's looking at somebody, you know, he loves you like a son, but you're not my blood.
Yeah.
And you're a love child. You're a child that you're also an example of me being foolish. You're an example of me trusting. You're an example of me being lied to and messed with.
Yeah.
You ask him to have that raised in front of you. To still be around that. That's a hard thing to ask.
It is.
It is a literal walking, talking, breathing example of being betrayed. How can you expect a man to still try and be there with that? His love for this child then has to exceed his pride and his feelings, or he has to dismiss how he feels, and that's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
That's not good for your mental health.
Yeah,
you know.
No, definitely not good for your mental health. You lose all type of credibility.
Yes.
So yeah.
And I'm sorry. No matter what he says, he's gonna lose a little bit of that love for the child. A little bit, not a lot, but just enough.
Yeah.
You know.
And the kid is innocent.
Right. And again, it's not the kid's fault.
No.
So when the kid steps out, you know, and let's say, God forbid, the kid goes through their normal thing and they're being disrespectful and stepping out, and the guy's like, I don't need to be here, man. I'm not even your fucking father.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? And just saying, screw this. You know, it's a very tricky thing. And you know what will solve all these questions? Mandatory paternity testing at birth.
Yes. And that, yeah. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Now, you read that the state of Texas is doing it?
The state of Texas has a section now that even if the man signed a birth certificate, it's called acknowledgement of paternity by signing the birth certificate, he can still challenge it. He has the right to challenge it at any time to get a paternity test. That's that's the code.
Is that more towards court? That's more towards court.
Correct. Okay. So I don't know how it is in other states, if you can still do that. Because here's the thing. Once you sign a birth certificate, that is an acknowledgement of paternity. You're saying, this is my child and I'm legally obligated to this child. I don't know. That's a contract. It's more of a contract. But you know what I told people when I used to work in the clinic? I used to tell separated wives and husbands. I said, marriage isn't really about love. It's a contract. And you have to dissolve that contract, no matter whether you're in love or not.
Yes.
When you sign up the birth certificate, that's a contract.
Yeah.
You are saying that I legally am taking responsibility for this child. So then, and if you're going to challenge that, you got to go to court.
Right.
It's not about, yes, this is my son. Yes, this is my blood. No, it is that you are acknowledging legally that I'm responsible. I am the father of this, and I'm responsible for this child.
Yeah.
And so when you sign the AOP, acknowledgement of paternity, then you have to go and challenge it. If you feel like it's not, and I've heard stories where you signed the birth certificate, you did the paternity test, not your child, and you're still responsible.
Mm.
You're still responsible.
That is so funny.
It happened where I know a story where and I read it somewhere. A man was with his wife. Got a DNA test. Child wasn't his. He got divorced, but he signed a birth certificate. He was still required to pay child support.
And the kid wasn't even his.
Wasn't his. He was still required to pay child support because he signed the birth certificate.
That just makes life so much more difficult for the guy. And just to be involved in that situation, that must be a mental breakdown type scenario.
Yeah.
Because when you have your own kids, now you got to discuss with your then wife or girlfriend, like, why I have to pay child support.
Correct.
God,
correct.
It's so fucking
correct.
Too much.
Correct.
That's too much.
Okay, and I'm telling you, child support's no joke. Child support is no joke.
Did you pay child support?
Yeah.
You did, right?
Twice. Okay. It happened to me twice. I told you, she put me on child support twice in my 20s.
Christ.
Two times. And the first time, I said, listen, I'm going to go to court and take you for full custody. She backed off. But she didn't really back off. She just kind of like put it on pause. And then a few years later, I don't know the reason exactly. Some say, oh, it was jealousy because you were dating somebody at the time and she saw your pictures on social media, but she was with somebody forever. Or it was maybe I pissed her off somehow. I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden one day, just unpaused it. And how did I find out? My wages were garnished. Nobody called me. Nobody told me. Nobody said anything. And the same day my wages were garnished, I got a letter in the mail saying, oh, by the way, your the child support was turned back on. Turned back on. I said, there was like, it was 2007 was the first time I think she did it to me. And then 2012. How do you know I'm still working in the same place? You got no new documents. You didn't give me credit for timeshare, because pretty much from the dawn of time, we had 50-50. I'll be real. I had more time with them than she did. You know, that's just the reality of it. Whether she asked me to pick them up or whether they asked to come home early. So I had them more often than not, especially when she returned it back on. And nobody told me anything. Just one day, I got my check and I was like, hey, what happened? I just happened to be on vacation, so I thought maybe my time off didn't go through.
Right.
When I looked through it, it said child support. Not even payroll from my job contacted me to let me know that my wages are being garnished.
Yeah.
Just one day, $400 is missing from my paycheck. Do you know what that does for a single father, you know, part-time with his own bills, to have to lose half his paycheck and then lose half his paycheck for pretty much an entire year? I told you that. I told you they intercepted my tax return, too. Took the whole thing. Why? Because she put it in there that I owed her arrears. Oh, yeah.
I feel like a bug.
Oh, yeah.
Year and said this shit to
it was, him. Yeah, it was a nasty year,
yeah.
You know, and we had to go to court. It was 5 court appearances, battling. And, you know, I spent almost $8,000 on lawyer's fees, battling back against something that was wrong. It was wrong. Just to go all the way back to reset to normal.
Yeah, those years we don't got to dwell back on.
Mm-hmm. No, it's nothing to dwell on. You have to tell these because these things exist. And these are happening to men right now. And I'm saying, but I've always said, give her the credit. I said the best thing she did for me was try to take away my parental rights, because it forced me to go to court and to fight for my parental rights.
Yeah.
It forced me. It forced me. And it gave us a playbook that said, these are the rules. By these rules, and the fighting pretty much stopped because if she started to act a fool, I'd say, hey, Section 2, Paragraph 3 says, don't be a bitch. That's it. The courts in family law, they'll give you a full and take it or leave it, hate it or love it, at least the fighting stops.
Full scope.
Yeah. It says who has them on these holidays, who has them on the birthdays, who's responsible for this, who's responsible for that, who has to pay this, who has to pay that. It says nobody can move 50 miles away from the other without the permission from the other parent. You can't choose doctors or schools without the other parent, and the other parent can't just say no without real cause. So I want to put our child in this school. No, why not? Because I don't want to. No, you can't do that. You would actually have to have a dialogue, and if you can't come to a conclusion, you go to court about it. But there's none of that petty shit anymore. So I'll be real with you. It really did. Things began to look up pretty much from the parental side. You know, in my opinion, she never respected me as a father. And in turn, I never respected or appreciated me as a father, period. I've gotten accolades from family, from friends, from my best friend. You know, that's fine. I don't need to be acknowledged from her or that, because that's just whatever.
Right.
But what I'm saying, though, and in turn, I never respected her as a mother. But that's because she never earned that from me in any way, shape, or form. Never earned it from me. I don't give a shit about her being biologically there. She never earned it from me with her behavior, her mannerisms, her lack of tact, none of that. But me, on the other hand, she can't comment on me being a father. I was exceptional. I was exceptional.
Yeah.
So, but and you still never gave me the I don't need praise, but if you'd acknowledge that.
Right.
But it's fine. But what I'm saying, though, is that that route helped.
Right.
It helped stop the pettiness.
Yeah.
It helped.
Yeah.
You know? And then, of course, and I've mentioned this before, they give you this playbook, but you have the leeway to come to a conclusion later on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if the thing says, you know what, on Christmas odd years is yours, Christmas even years is yours, but this one particular even year, can I also have them?
Right.
Yeah, you could say sure if you have that decor, if you have that thing. So it's not like we have to follow this stringently. No.
No,
you don't.
No.
But it is a guidebook, and basically the fact of the matter is you go out to court, and if you're not upholding it, you get in trouble. So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what
it's a good thing.
I kind of went through something similar like that too with myself.
Yeah, of course you did.
Twice.
Of course you did.
The second time, I actually got assaulted.
Did she ever put you? She never put you on child support, though.
No.
You and Maddie.
I was a very.
You and Maddie were never put. I don't think we were ever. Yeah,
I was a very unicorn case with me.
Yeah.
But she actually put her hands on me after a court decision the second time we went in the court. Not in the courtroom, but in like the lobby.
What, lost her mind?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Well, she, of course, she always lost her mind. But yeah. They asked me if I wanted to press charges, and I was nice enough to say no.
Because see, and I'm that's an our idiot problem. Back then. That's our problem because vice versa, they would have pressed charges. Their mother took me to court and tried to strip me of my parental rights by saying he can only see his kids 4 days a month. I had them 52% of the time.
Yeah.
And you wanted to reduce it to 4 days a month. How dare you, right? But when I was having problems with her ex-husband, okay, and her ex-husband, for lack of a better word, you know, would physically discipline my children. You know what I'm trying to say? And I said, yo, and this incident happened. And I went there and said, yo, this is not, we're not doing this. And I confronted both of them, right? And he's like, I'm not married to you. Get out of my face. She's allowing me to do it, I'll do it. I said, okay, cool. We didn't fight. I went home. She calls me up. She sends me a message and says, you know, should I expect a court? Should I expect a court hearing now? And I replied to her saying, how dare you? How dare you ask me if I'm going to take you to court? You never gave me a warning. You never gave me a warning. You did it to me. You see what I'm trying to say? But I, just like you, I was too nice. I should have put in a case.
Yeah.
I should have, you know, said, listen, I don't like this. I don't physically discipline my kids. Who are you? And how dare you let this man physically discipline my kids, when I made it very clear, and I spoke very many, many times. It happened many times. Many times that I was told, and many times that I wasn't told. Because, you know, I was in a weird place. When the boys would tell me something that was some stepped on shit that went on with, you know, their mom's time, if I confronted their mom about it, then they got punished. Her ex-husband told them, listen, whatever happens out here, you don't tell it anywhere else. How dare you tell my children this? Yeah. And she co-signed on that shit. So, you know, so there's a lot that happened that I do know, but a lot that happened that I don't know, because my boys were afraid to tell me, because if they told me, they know, and it was something serious, they know I would address it with her, and then they would be punished when they go back to
her. This is perfect scenario. This is why people end up getting in jail, prison, or killed. For, you know, stuff like this.
Yeah.
There are
multiple reasons why I should have probably, you know, made a case or made something, you know, against them for the hell of it, you know, not for the hell of it, for the principle of the matter. But I didn't. Just like you said, we're too damn nice. You know, I was nice.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Guy,
you know,
came up to me in uniform, court officer. He's like, you want to press charges, man? He's like, I would. If I were you, I would. Like, yeah. Like, I kind of
know.
At the same time,
that's the mother of my child.
Not, yeah. You know,
and, you know
what I'm saying? Like, it's
going
to make things a little bit more. I have to call him back again. It's like, I don't want to do that. He's like,
exactly.
Oh, all right. You,
exactly.
You know, he was like, he was for me. He was like, I would do it if I were
you. Because she
would
have done it to you.
Multiple witnesses around, just sitting there in the lobby, like, all sorts.
What was the decision that made her put hands on you?
So there was this guy, the judge, I think I told you.
What had happened was.
I told you this one. The judge was a great guy, more on the flamboyant side.
Okay.
Right? This black judge, really funny guy, great guy.
Uh-huh.
He was all, would seem to be all in favor of me,
uh-huh,
which was hilarious. Because the type of woman that his mom is or was, is more on the side of like lower class. You know what I'm getting.
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
But
I know what you're
I'm
saying.
Not trying
I know
to say
saying.
It.
No, of course. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
And this is
no shade. It's just facts.
It's no shade.
It's objective facts.
It's facts. I'm not trying to, you know, go on the fucking.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Whenever I went to court, I was in a three-piece suit, and she came in Daisy Dukes or whatever, like,
yeah,
whatever just, farmer's outfit. I'm just like, you're going to court. This is not, you're not going to a farmer's market.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I showed up in like a not a suit and tie, but just like a dress shirt.
Right.
In with
no, dude,
pants.
I came in with a suit, a tie, a jacket, my briefcase. They thought I was counsel. Okay. Okay,
so,
you don't dress for the court appearance you're at. You dress for the court appearance that you want the outcome. You want the outcome.
Yes.
And I dressed the part.
Well,
each time I went to court, she never dressed up.
In this case, the outcome for this was that she would be having visitations for him, and it'd be every other weekend, while I would be having the full custodianship with him every day, all the time. So she hated that outcome. Stormed out the room. I followed suit afterwards, and I think I was by myself because no one came.
At least my mom. I had some cheerleaders though.
She came
in 2007
came,
and 2012.
Yeah, she came one fucking time, and then I was by myself that day. And then I was like,
nobody came.
And I'm trying to remember the day. I went all the way in the back of the lobby, because on the second floor, a family court, and then I was looking out the window, I was on the phone. I remember I was on the phone. And she came up to me, and she tried to strike me. She caught a little bit of my face, but I kind of like blocked most of it, because I knew.
He was like, hiya.
Something. I'm like, ah.
Gotcha, bitch.
So when she did that, she was like, how dare you? How effing dare you? And she like said it out loud. Mm-hmm. She's like, and then she's like, I can't believe you would do this. And then she stormed off. And like she said it in a loud, I mean, screaming way.
Well, that's how you know that she was.
And everybody,
anybody that was smart would know that's a dumb thing to do.
And then here's the worst part about it is that, not to put race involved, but the majority of people there sitting were all black, so they were like, they were with me.
Well, it's because that's the slave mentality.
Yeah, they were with me.
I just said that's the slave mentality. Well, yeah, but they were with me.
I want to see what you were getting. You're getting canceled. Wow. Anyway, fucking show, man. So yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the bitch slapped me.
I mean, let's be reasonable. You guys actually saw my kid's mom on this podcast, and she slapped the shit out of me in that episode. But I bleeped it out.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
that was a very
It was done in jest. She I'm witty, so I will insult you with my words, and she'll insult you with her hand. So you, if you go back to that, what was that? It was a what episode was that? It wasn't an episode. It was a wasn't it like a.
It definitely was a nice guy's
episode. It was a nice guy's episode, but wasn't it an anniversary episode?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
She just happened to, that was during, there was a string of like a two and a half years where we were like really good, like really, really good. Man, she and her mom fucked that up well, you know, no, of course taking no accountability for it.
Right.
But it was a good time. Because my boys had transitioned to me full time, you know, due to COVID and other excuses, they were transferring me full time. And so I said, look, the last time my boys were with me full time, this is the third time we tried this. Mm-hmm. She would always get in her feelings and say, no, they got to come back. They got to come back and do their time, whether they wanted to or not, you know.
And this time around.
So this time I said, you know what? You know what I didn't do the last two times? I wasn't cordial. I wasn't nice. I wasn't friendly. I said, I'm going to give it all. Because if it means that the boys get to stay with me and they have their peace and they'll just visit her whenever they like.
Yeah.
I did that, and it worked out. It wasn't genuine on my part, because I have a lot of deep seated anger toward this woman for you know, essentially turned out to be a 20-year
years
nightmare,
and years,
you know?
of the but, 20s being
but
castrated.
Was I willing to fake it to make it for my sons? Absolutely, you know. And so that was when she came on. So you guys can actually find it. I forget which episode it is. Like I said, we're on a new setup, so I don't have access, quick access like we used to, where we can just pull up what the episode was. But she was there, and yeah, but she was like, bam, twice. But it's because I was coming out of the mouth. I was being slick. So she doesn't have, she's not witty like that.
Yeah,
so
me
she,
and Manny definitely had a reaction to that.
Yeah.
That was like.
But I'm used to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how she is. But I know that. I knew it was coming because but she was showing off for you guys too. She probably wouldn't have hit me that hard. She was also showing off because you guys are on camera.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I was being really, to be honest with you, I was being really slick at the mouth. I don't remember what I said, but I was being really slick at the mouth.
It
so,
was funny though.
It was fun because I'm a funny guy.
It was hilarious.
But she's not witty. She's not a quick guy. You know, quick guy. She's not quick, huh? Huh?
The funny part. I don't know. Not that one.
You're white. But but no, back to the tangent. But yeah, paternity test. I'm all for it. And I think you women need to get off and get out, take, you know, get, take your, put your pride off the side and acknowledge the fact that men deserve that security. They deserve that, 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 that clarity. They deserve to be comfortable, that peace of mind. They deserve it. And yeah, we men shouldn't have to ask for it and it be, or when they're put on child support, have to be forced to take one. No, they should, it should be automatic. So women, you know, take your feelings out of it, and make it. Even if a man doesn't want it, it doesn't matter. It's all, yeah, it's all there.
Put,
you know,
this,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, put, make this a law.
Make it a law.
Is there any politicians
make it a
hearing
law
this episode?
Because make it's not fair. Law. Make it a law.
Yeah, it's not make, fair. Make it a law. It would make life a lot easier, and it would allow them to go ahead and you know, be in their own grave.
I agree.
Not in the terrible sense, but like,
no,
you created what you created.
I agree.
The guy doesn't have to be with you.
Right.
Let him live his own fucking life.
Correct.
And deal with his own.
And save 32%. Of the population from a lie.
Yeah.
So, could you imagine the kind of uproar if it was reverse? If women found out 30% of them were lied to about something from the man, something, you know, lied to about.
Oh, there'd be a.
What if 32% of women were married to men that were already married? You're gonna tell me you don't think they would have petitioned a law where before we can get married they have to do a background check to make sure he was never married?
Their rebuttal would have been like, oh well, we know that already because we know there are married men that hit on us. Well. Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't know what else to say, but 32% is too high.
You ever ask why they hit on you? Maybe there's a reason.
I know that's right. So, all right, well, I mean, that's it. So final thoughts? I mean, I said make it happen.
No, 100% make it happen. Make this a law. Quality of life, peace of mind.
Yes, for the
men. Everything comes into play when you know the truth, because then you can make a decision to get the hell out.
Yeah, I agree.
And make your own children with someone who's not going to fuck you ever.
I just think it's just peace of mind. I think every man deserves peace of mind, whether he fears the woman or he believes her or not. That you don't know until you know.
But get it done early, though.
Huh?
Let's get it done early.
But that's why it's mandatory paternity test
at birth.
At birth.
Yeah,
there's no attachment. You know what I'm saying? There's no. But that's it. And then there's no hard feelings because I'm not telling you if the. I'm not saying I want one. The law says so.
Right.
Kind of a thing, you know.
That would have been like a nice
way to end it. Okay. Yeah. Ding 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 ding. Thank you for tuning in to the Last of the Nice Guys podcast. I'm Jason.
I'm Joe.
And thank you for your time. I'm not wearing my hat.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at LastNiceGuys. Facebook.com/LastNiceGuys. Or email LastOfTheNiceGuys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.